Katy Country 94 weather.
Come stop at the tracks to see what all of your friends have been talking about at L&M Liquor in downtown Downs.
Hi there, come on down to L&M Liquor. My name's Dustin, and that's how I get my weekend started up.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 63. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas House calmly went through the motions of passing a bill making certain the state's list of controlled substances was compliant with federal law. When Wichita Democratic Representative Silas Miller stepped forward with an amendment to delist marijuana entirely, it was like a shot of adrenaline to the heart in the House chamber as Democrats rallied to Miller's quest to end the listing of cannabis as a Schedule I drug along with heroin and cocaine. Republicans sought to undercut Miller's proposal as contrary to the views of law enforcement and most significantly a premature maneuver given work in the Kansas Senate to create a medical marijuana pilot program. House Speaker Dan Hawkins, the top GOP leader in the chamber, said the House did its part on the marijuana issue by passing a bill in 2021 that would have established a highly regulated medical cannabis system in Kansas. Senate Republicans chose at that time not to address the House bill, but Hawkins said there was evidence of movement on a Senate alternative. I think they're getting closer and we'll have our chance, Hawkins said. The House listened to Hawkins and voted 41-80 to reject Miller's amendment. The House then approved the controlled substances bill 120-0. On the other side of the Capitol, Senate President Ty Masterson said in an interview Wednesday that a bill would emerge soon, opening the door to a pilot program for distribution of medical cannabis in the state. Pressure to take action on the bill had escalated as public sentiment about marijuana softened. Statewide polling showed a majority of Kansans supported medical and recreational marijuana sales. Missouri and Colorado operate recreational marijuana systems, while Oklahoma offers medical cannabis for sale. These Midwest states created a U-shaped bowl that placed hundreds of thousands of Kansans within a short drive of out-of-state dispensaries. There's a bill being worked on that should be introduced here in the next week or two, said Masterson. I'm being told it has all these conservative features. We will likely hear it, see what's in it, and see where we go from here. Masterson said there was an advantage to a pilot program because it was easier to draw to a close than it would be to repeal a statute initiating a medical cannabis industry. What I want to know is, can it be prescribed and be issued for real medical need? I want more legitimate use of it and less illegitimate use of it, he said. Governor Laura Kelly has repeatedly endorsed medical marijuana legislation, but also cautioned that Kansas might not be ready to embrace recreational weed. Agmark LLC has a full-time position on their accounting team in the Beloit office. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, clean competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. And they're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Or you can get an application found on their website, agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmond, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems has two positions available for local high school or college students through the Summer Next Generation Internship Program, which offers experience to broaden perspectives on career options. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems is a proud participant in this program, and students may gain additional information and apply at next-generation.org/internships. Deadline to apply is today, so apply. For questions, please contact Nikki, 738-9172. Osby United Methodist Church is having a family night tonight from 6 to 8, supper and child care provided there in Osborne. And then tomorrow is their Soul Infusion Women's Conference, the featured guest speaker, Leah Simpson. Registration tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning, presentation from 9 to 3. There'll be brunch at the Jewel Community Center, biscuits and sausage gravy, fruit cups and long johns. That'll be this Sunday, March the 3rd from 9 a.m. to 12:30. Free will donation sponsored by the Jewel Chamber of Commerce. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Garmin has it, drives into the lane, nice speed underneath. Guttery has position, layup in, the lead down to one. Timeout, Frankfurt. Tilt Guttery has 9. Osborne within 1. The Bulldog fans are definitely pumped on the other side of me. 51-50 the score. It's a 12-0 run for Osborne. A brand new ball game with 3:45 still to play.
Now to Jackson Cheney. What a pass inside to Quinn. Fadeaway banker. Good. Quinn with 18. What a night for the 6'3 senior. Quinn has been magnificent.
Some highlights from Tuesday night, a joyous ending for Beloit as they move on to the sub-state championship with a 63-35 win over Silver Lake. Osborne, you heard, fought back to within 1 point, but still lost 61-55 to Frankfurt. And Rock Hill saw their season come to a close with a loss to Clifton Cladwell. More on all those games coming up in this sportscast and a recap of the rest of sub-state basketball, a preview of tonight's sub-state basketball, and also a look at college hoops. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Again, sub-state basketball from Thursday night, semis on the boys' side in Class 3A at Riley County. Beloit winning 63-35 over Silver Lake. Nemaha Central beat Rossville 59-42. The Trojans and Thunder will play for the championship Saturday. More on that coming up from Wade Gerstner with the Beloit game. 3A Substate Semis. There are three NCAA teams that have made it to a Substate Championship. At Hoisington, Ellsworth beat Lions 55-45. Haven over Hoisington 43-35. Ellsworth will play Haven Saturday. And Southeast of Salines into the Substate Championship as they beat Heston, the three-time defending state champion in 3A, 57-47 in Gypsum. Santa Fe Trail over Burlington 57-56. Southeast will play Burlington in the championship on Saturday. Again, 1A Division 1 Substate Semis at Rock Hill. Frankfurt over Osborne 61-55. Clifton Clyde beat Rock Hill 62-28. More on both of those games coming up. Solomon Substate 1A Division 1 Semis. It was Sylvan Lucas seeing their season come to a close, a 45-37 loss to Canton Galva. 1A Division 2 Substate Semis at Stafford on the boys' side. St. John Stipton winning over Otis Bison 42-30. Edward Hrenick and Gabriel Roderick each had 13 for the Blue Jays in that win. They'll face Victoria in the championship as the Knights beat Pawnee Heights 65-20. Substate Semis on the girls' side in Class 2A at Oakley. Smith Center over TMP Marion 46-33. The Lady Red move on to the championship Saturday against Mid-Continent League rival Hoxie, who won 60-32 over Ellis on Thursday night. Missed any of the scores? You can find full brackets at ncksports.com. Again, Wade Gerstner was in Riley County with the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team in the substate semis on Thursday night.
The Beloit Trojan boys basketball team punched their ticket to the 3A substate championship game on Saturday at 5 o'clock, where they'll take on Nemaha Central as Beloit destroyed the number 5 seed Silver Lake, knocking off the Eagles 63-35. Beloit jumped all over the Eagles from the very beginning, never trailed, led 4-0 and 13-2, settled for a 20-11 lead at the end of the first quarter, pushed that lead to 17 in the second quarter, led by 15 at halftime, 39-24, would go up by 21 in the third, and eventually they're up by 31 midway through the fourth when there was a running clock, and Beloit goes on to win at 63-35, holding Silver Lake to their lowest offensive output of the season of 35 points. Silver Lake only scored 11 points in the second half. Silver Lake ends their season at 14-8, and they were led by Brody Dieter with 13 points. Beloit, meanwhile, was led by Quinn Eilert. He had a career-high 18 points. He was magnificent all game long. He had perhaps the best game of his four-year career. Career-high 18, including 2 threes. He had made 6 threes all year long, made 2 in the first half on Thursday. Very active on the boards. Outstanding defensive performance by he and the entire team. Bryce Beiser was the SinCon of Kansas Utility Player of the Game. He had 17 points and numerous rebounds. And, of course, Quinn Eilert was our SNS Dragon Home Health Athlete of the Game with his 18 points. Eli Johnson was dominant, especially in the first quarter before he had 2 two fouls. Had to sit the final 7-16 of the first half, but he had 9 first half points, 12 for the game, and was a beast on the offensive glass. Jackson Cheney hit 3 three-pointers, had 9 points, and could easily had 5 threes. 2 were halfway down and out. He hit 3 of Beloit's 7 threes as a squad. Beloit had 4 different players combined to hit the 7 threes. Those were our Cunningham telephone cable connections of the game. The block of the game for H.R. Block and Beloit went to Brody Litton off the bench. Had an outstanding blockout, offensive rebound, and stick back as Beloit goes on to win it 63-35. They improved to 21-1, and they are now one win away from making it to the state basketball tournament for the 20th time in school history, and one step closer to winning a sub-state championship, and also one step closer to getting their first ever state championship, although there's a long way to go when it comes to all that, as Beloit will face Nemaha Central at 5 o'clock, pregame at 4:45 Saturday for the sub-state championship at Riley County. We'll have all the coverage for you on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com, live video stream at nckssports.com by the Beloit Children Channel. Reporting for Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports, I'm Wade Gershner.
Thanks, Wade. On Z96.3 Through the Lake, it was a doubleheader as we had Frankfort and Osborne to start the evening. The four-seeded Wildcats coming in at just 11-10. Osborne was number one seed at 20-1, but Coach Jason Wilson of Osborne knew that Frankfort was better than what their record showed. Osborne actually jumped out to a 20-12 lead early in the second quarter after a three-pointer from Dalton Garman, but from that point, Frankfort went on a 13-0 run to take a 25-20 lead. They would lead by 13 in the third quarter a couple different times. They led 51-38 in the fourth quarter. Osborne came storming back, went on a 12-0 run to cut the lead back down to 1 at 51-50. They had an opportunity to take the lead but had a turnover. Frankfort capitalized on it and scored the next 4 points to go back up by 5. They never trailed again, and Osborne never got closer than 4 the rest of the way. Frankfort winning at 61-55 to move to 12-10 on the season as the Bulldogs dropped to 20-2 and finished their season with that record. Frankfort, during that long 13-0 run in the second quarter, they got 11 points in the second quarter from Wes Anderson and another 10 from Ty Smith. They combined to shoot 8 of 9 from the floor and 5 of 5 from three-point land in the second quarter as Anderson finished with 16. Smith had 10. 15 for Carter Olson as he went 6 of 8 down the stretch at the free throw line for Frankfort. 7 of 10 for the game. They were all co-athletes of the game from S&S Drug and Home Health and Beloit for Osborne. Johnny Hamel was a co-athlete of the game. He had 21 points, a game high, as he led Osborne and had 10 of his 21 in the fourth quarter trying to fight back into the game. Dalton Garman finished with 13 for the Bulldogs. Again, they finished their year at 20-2. Block of the game from H&R Block of Beloit was Aiden Conrad with a big block shot in the fourth quarter. Athlete of the game, as we mentioned, Johnny Hamel. Utility player of the game from Sincon of Kansas was Doak Guttery. And the connection to the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable was an assist from Johnny Hamel to Nathan Goheen in the fourth quarter. Again, Osborne falls, and Frankfort moves onto the championship with a 61-55 win. The second game was Clifton Clyde against Rock Hills. The Eagles got out to a 14-0 lead and really never looked back from there. They led 17-4 after one, 39-14 at half. They got a 30-point running clock by the early parts of the fourth quarter. Go on to win 62-28. Our athlete of the game from S&S Drug and Home Health and Beloit was Trent Long, who made his first 6 shots and his first 2 3-pointers, 2 free throws. He had 16 points all in the first half. And our connection to the game, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, was an assist from Coy Steinbrock to Jack Skonchny on a layup in the first quarter. A utility player of the game was Peyton Fahey for Clifton Clyde. Again, that's from Sincon of Kansas. Again, 16 for Trent Long. Skonchny added 10 for Clifton Clyde as they moved to 19-3. They'll play Frankfort in the championship at 5 o'clock on Saturday in Mankato. Rock Hills had 2 in double figures. Cooper McDill and Cam Ward each had 10. Eli Welchel got the block of the game from H&R Block and Beloit. Rock Hills finishing their year at 7-13. We move our attention now to sub-state basketball coming up this evening. We have one game on Z96.3 Through the Lake, katycountry94.com. The Osborne Lady Bulldogs, 18-3, the number 2 seed of the 1A Division 1 sub-state at Rock Hills. They'll face number 3 seed Clifton Clyde, which is 16-5 after a 66-21 win over Lakeside last Friday in Clyde. Osborne coach Jason Wilson knows the Lady Eagles will be a big challenge.
Obviously, you got the 2 Wirtz girls that are really good basketball players and the Steinbrock girl. So taking them out of the equation and forcing other kids to have to step up is going to be big. But then offensively, not letting the pressure get us. I mean, you watch the game they did with Lakeside the other night, and they swarmed them with a full court 1-2-2 press and had some easy turnovers for layups. So the biggest thing is we just got to handle the pressure, not get sped up,
Osborne and Clifton Clyde slated to tip off at 7:30 tonight in Mankato. We'll have pregame around 7:15 on Z96.3 The Lake and KatieCountry94.com. The first semifinal in Mankato, Frankfort takes on Washington County at 6 o'clock. 1A Division 2, Substate at Stafford. Number 1, St. John's Tipton against 4 seed Otis Bison at 6. Pawnee Heights against Victoria in a 2-3 matchup at 7:30. 1A Division 2 at Colby, hosted by Golden Plains. Number 2, Thunder Ridge against 6 seed Northern Valley at 6. Top seed at Wheatland Grinnell plays 5th seed Chi-Lin at 7:30. 1A Division 2 at Randolph. Number 2 seed Pike Valley against 3rd seed Axel at 6. Top seed Hanover, the defending state champs, against 4th seed Lynn at 7:30. 1A Division 1 at Solomon. Number 2 seed Sylvan Lucas takes on 3rd seed Gossel at 6. Top seed Little River against 4 seed Canton Galvet at 7:30. Concordia plays in the 4A Substate Championship game. They're the 5th seed out of the West at 4 seed Clearwater at 7 o'clock. And the 3A Substate Semifinals at Riley County. Number 4 Minneapolis takes on top seeded Silver Lake at 6. On the boys' side in 2A Substate, Oakley, number 3 seed Smith Center against 2 seeded Plainville at 6 o'clock. The top seed Hill City against TMP, that a 4 seed at 7:30. And then at the 2A Substate at Waubunsee, Sacred Heart's the number 1 seed taking on number 4 seed Jackson Heights at 6. You can find those full Substate brackets again at ncksports.com. Elsewhere on the hardwood, just 3 games remaining in Big 12 men's hoops as the season's winding down. Saturday, number 7 Kansas hits the road to take on number 15 Baylor in Waco. Jayhawks 21-7, 9-6 in the Big 12. The Bears enter at 20-8 and 9-6. KU coach Bill Self recognizes the chance to win the Big 12 title is likely gone, but there's still something important to play for.
We could have put ourselves in a great position to, you know, not play on Wednesday. And now we're going to have to fight our butts off to make that happen. And, you know, we've had a lot of success down in Waco over the years, but not as much in recent memory since they got really good. But certainly we've had a lot of success down there. And we'll regroup. We'll be okay and go down there and we'll play better.
KU and Baylor both vying for the double bye in the Big 12 tournament. Tip-off for Saturday's game is at noon, pregame at 11:30 on Z96.3 The Lake. Also Saturday, K-State looks for a road win in conference at Cincinnati. The Wildcats 17-11 and 7-8 in the Big 12. Bearcats come in at 16-12 and 5-10. Tip-off at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Other big games in the conference, number 1, Houston looking to stay atop the standings at 12-3. They're at Oklahoma, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Number 8, Iowa State looks to keep their hopes alive for a conference title. They're 11-4, traveling to UCF at 3 for a full look at the conference schedule. Visit Big12Sports.com. On the women's side, number 15 K-State at Texas Tech Saturday with tip-off at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. Kansas is hosting Oklahoma, the 20th ranked team in the country. They're number 1 in the Big 12 standings at 15-2. OU is. KU and OU tip-off at 4 o'clock from Allen Fieldhouse Saturday on ESPN+. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.